www.thebeatmedia.com.
You are listening to Free Talk Live. This is the live Sunday night show, and tonight it's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And yes, you heard correctly, we are live here on a Sunday night taking your calls. Our website is freetalklive.com, where you can find out all kinds of cool stuff about the show if you're curious, if this is your first time tuning in. And Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in and take control of the airwaves, talk about anything that's on your mind. At 855-450-3733, that's our phone number, and the ProXPN toll-free call-in lines, of course. You can also call us on Skype by adding lrn.fm as a contact. So, gentlemen, I heard some interesting statistics from you, Mark, before the show had started, and you were saying that it is now better to hire an ex-con than someone who is not an ex-con. Is that right?
Yes.
If you are an employer, tell me more about that.
Okay, so this is from Slate.com. And, you know, first I should, you know, let everybody know I am an ex-con. But I've got to say, I don't like them very much. Generally, as a class of people, convicts, not my favorite folks. But I thought this article was really kind of interesting, because mostly what you hear about criminals is recidivism rates. And from what I can tell, a lot of times those recidivism rates tend to be quite twisted. There's this one particular one that 85% of criminals repeat. And that one's kind of wrong. It's actually 85% of repeat criminals repeat. And that means that you have to have been, you know, basically have what they call it, an A number in Florida, meaning that you have been to prison two times in order to fall into this category. But oftentimes it's trotted out there. Basically, you can't trust an ex-con.
Yeah, and who's going to question a statistic like that? Oh, yeah, I knew it.
85%. What do you want? You know, you want to make it seem more genuine, you say 83.4%.
Right.
So there you go. Reading from Slate, and it's not a very long article, but it's very interesting. So it says, Eamon Javers tells us about a bunch of correlations people are finding as to computational power increases, including this gem for the Human Resources Department. A weird thing, it said, has been discovered. Criminals can make better employees than anyone else. Evolve calculates that employees with criminal backgrounds are 1 to 1.5%, and it's not a huge amount of productivity, but when you think about employees, you know, more productivity can be more difficult. I mean, they're shoving more things done in a day. They're 1 to 1.5% more productive on the job than people without criminal records. And the firm said that the differences in a large company could result in tens of millions of dollars in profits and loss. And he said, goes on to say, I wouldn't.
So, I'm curious about that statistic. 1 to 1.5% more productive. What does that mean exactly?
Well, they do more in a time frame than, you know, somebody else does. And maybe they're more grateful for the work.
Maybe they're grateful to have their freedom. Maybe they're, all kinds of things are going through my mind, right? Like, was it beaten into them in prison? You know, are they scared of being disciplined or whatever?
I do not think that's the case. I don't think you can scare people into better work.
Me neither, which is why that didn't make sense to me, yeah.
I think you have to reward people into good work, and probably many times, you know, people are being given, criminals or ex-cons are being given a chance. You know, they know that they're being given a chance. It's pretty clear when I'm hiring you that, all right, you've made an impression on me. I'll go ahead and give you a chance.
So they feel like they are starting off at a disadvantage, and they need to show that they're a very good worker order to keep the job.
And that is a great way to keep a job, right? So be productive, because when it comes down to it, many businesses really just want that. Now, obviously, there's some businesses where certain types of crimes probably just shouldn't be working, right? Like if you're a convicted child molester, you probably shouldn't be working at a daycare center.
You're a bank robber, you shouldn't be working in a bank, probably.
Right, bank robbers, banks, that's bad. But where do you have the bank robbers work? It's another question. A lot of jobs work with money. You know, embezzlers, you probably don't want them doing your books.
Right.
These are some things.
Now, what defines an ex-con, exactly? Is that someone who has been to prison?
Okay, for me, what an ex-con means, this is people with, their numbers are employees with criminal backgrounds, which is a high number of people these days. We read an article recently that between 40 and 50% of males by the age of 23 have some kind of arrest. And that's an incredible number.
Crazy, yeah.
It's an incredible number. So what for me as an ex-con, as a person who has actually been to prison as opposed to jail, jail is where people who go prior to sentencing or if they're sentenced to less than 1 year, generally in
right.
those places. But, you know, that's
jail is run by the county. Prison is run by a state or
usually.
Federal. Okay.
Yeah. Or federal prison. Yeah. Bureau of Prisons is also that. So I've also read statistics where convicts show up to work earlier and stay later, which is, of course, more productivity, too.
Mm.
And all these things are kind of interesting, I suppose, if you've got a business or, you know, for whatever reason you're hiring somebody for something and you have a kind of a good feeling about a convict, maybe you should go for it is what I'm thinking.
Yeah. This is really interesting sociological study. I wonder if it's any different with recent people who have recently gotten out of prison versus people who have been out for many years.
You know, one thing I found myself doing when I was working was I could, you know, I did a job quite well, and then I'd kind of wind down if I wasn't excited about it. And I would begin to have a certain level of resentment for the boss making more, you know, than I did off of my labor.
Well, that's what companies are about, right?
They don't hire
people unless they generate value in excess of what they're compensated for.
Right. They have an infrastructure that they can plug in, that you can plug in your value into, and they can reap a certain amount of value off of it, and it's more than maybe you could get just, you know, selling your value on your own. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to have my own business for the longest time I can remember is because I wanted the value for my work. What turns out is that, no, in fact, I do not get the value for my work, that I have to share it with other people in the business, and apparently you never get that. So, yeah, but...
But at least you're in control over it. At least you're doing what you want now, as opposed to doing someone else's projects, right?
You know, I didn't come out about my criminal conviction until I was working on my own.
Mm.
It's given me a lot of freedom. I can have more sort of truth in my life, and that's really valuable. You know, everybody... We had a guy call in a couple of weeks ago or whatever and berate me on the air for being a convicted felon. And,
he was just trolling.
That's fine.
I thought you handled that great, but...
Thank you.
And go ahead.
Anyway, he did that, and that's all you can do to me. You know, you can't really do anything to me for my crime, whereas, you know, I have not gotten jobs as a result of the conviction. I know that a job for a newspaper selling ads there, pretty likely that's what happened.
Mm.
They did a background check and never called me back.
Interesting.
I was the most qualified person.
But that's the worst that can happen for you. You're not going to get thrown back in jail if you don't you omit something.
Only if I try to own a gun.
Job application, right? Let's go to the phones and talk to David, listening in Tallahassee, Florida. Hey, David, you're on. Oh, he dropped off the line. Okay.
Just as you answered.
855-450-3733 is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live tonight. You can call us. We are live here on Sunday evening.
And so what do you think the reason would be that an ex-con might be more productive?
I'm glad you asked, because I have a theory.
Okay.
This is why I asked about, like, recent ex-cons versus veteran, you know, long-time ex-cons, I guess. Personally, I'm thinking about the times in my life when I've been a better worker, more devoted to my job. And during those times, I didn't have much of a life. Work was my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was putting everything I had into it. And during the times when I did have a life, you know, I was dating people, I had friends, I had interests and hobbies outside of work, I was trying to start other businesses. Those were the times when I was not really very focused on work, and I wasn't as good of an employee, I would guess, from my boss's perspective. So I think that if someone has just recently gotten out of the so-called correction system, they probably don't have too many friends left. You know, they probably don't have a significant other. They might be living with mom or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They probably are not going to have a lot of their own stuff that's going to be distracting them from work, I would say.
That sounds reasonable. I wouldn't.
That's what I think is
wouldn't
going
doubt
on.
It for a second.
Well, that raises an interesting point because other statistics that have come out are that it used to be, particularly in the United States, that a job would look for a family man.
Yes.
You know, and
hire
sure would. Not anymore.
Yeah,
now they want
guys.
The single guy, you know, the single people that can be devoted to the job and not to anything outside of it. So there might be a correlation there.
This is really interesting. What do you think? Tell us your sociological perspectives on why ex-cons make better employees. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Give us a call.
So I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip which catches your fingerprints by design so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information and then receive the bitcoins safely.
That sounds great. But what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us tonight at 855-450-3733. Bring up anything that's on that little mind of yours. And you can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. Not to imply that your mind is little in any way. I just
well, clearly you weren't talking about
endearing.
Mark and I.
No, no.
Well, they're relative to the size of things. Box, am I right?
Exactly. 855-450-3733.
And, of course, that is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. And ProXPN is something that, if you value your privacy online, you want. And, really, it's not just about your online privacy, okay? Because what you do online and what happens offline, you know, in the meat space, are very, very much intertwined. And so having a VPN, that's a virtual private network, that encrypts all of your data, everything you do online, going back and forth, before it even gets to the ISPs, before it gets to Comcast, I won't say Time Warner because they're probably going to end up being the same damn company, before it gets to them, it's encrypted. So this is real online insurance, and it's so easy to use. You can put it on Android, iOS, OS X, Linux, Windows, I mean, you name it, there's a software or app for all those platforms, to use ProXPN. And really, I mean, it uses OpenVPN, which is, that's been checked out by the geeks to be the most secure virtual private network you can use. And it's just it's an incredibly handy thing to have, so easy to use. And really, you know, I consider it a form of activism because you're thwarting, you know, a lot of people's attempts to, you know, essentially Big Brother's attempts to look into your life. And that's great, you know, so if you're looking to do nice, you know, inexpensive bit of activism from wherever you are in the world, because this is a global virtual private network, this is something that you can do. And you can use the code FTL20, and you can get 20% off the lifetime of the account that you get. Again, that's the lifetime of the account. This is not just a discount that's going to last a year, and then they're going to double the price on you. That's not happening here. And so really, if you go with the annual plan, I think it ends up being just shy of $5 a month. It's pretty phenomenal. And you can also use Bitcoin. And this is a company that, again, you know, really believes in liberty, and they're supporting this show because of that.
Now, Brian, you're the computer guy here, and I'd like to sort of ask a question. I used ProXPN on my old laptop,
okay,
and I use it on my new laptop.
Okay.
On my old laptop, I noticed a certain sort of lagginess.
Okay.
On my new laptop, I noticed none. You know, was it just I didn't have enough computing power? Did my computer not like ProXPN for some reason? It just wasn't as compatible? Or
were you using a different operating system? Or
well, yeah, it was a different one than this one. Yep. It was an older version of Windows.
Yeah, that could be it, because VPNs have become a lot more integrated into, especially with Windows, because Windows is mainly sold, really, like the fact that the average person uses Windows is an afterthought, because the main purpose is enterprise. Okay, with Windows.
Right.
And VPNs.
Well, that doesn't change them from wanting you to pay for it.
No, right. Yeah, exactly. Though that might be changing, actually. They're talking about coming out with a free version of Windows now. Mm. But anyway, so in the enterprise world now, I mean, VPNs are the order of the day, and so Windows has improved the performance within which VPNs can be used.
I see.
Linux did this a long time ago. If you're using ProXPN on Linux, you're not going to see any problems at all, because it's just, you don't even, actually with Linux, you don't even have to install an app. It's already built in, because, you know, Linux is a system that has security in mind. So I think that's what happened in your case.
You know, I'm moving my, this ProXPN is taking me from, you know, in the virtual world from New Hampshire and moving me to Amsterdam or Singapore,
sure,
or a place like that. And it's amazing how quickly and easily it does it without you noticing really much at all. The one thing I do notice is that I don't use ad block at all. I want to see the ads. Just, you know, what are they throwing at me here?
Yeah.
The sales exec wants to see the ads.
Yeah, I know. I do the same thing.
Most of the ads will come in like, you know, Swedish or something. I don't know what I'm looking at particularly. You know.
Yeah.
But sometimes they'll come in another language, and I'll be like, oh, what's going on here? And then I'll realize, oh, yes, I'm in Amsterdam.
Yeah. Sometimes Google will come in German, but anyway, that's...
I hear that if you use if you connect to a Netherlands server, you will not get those annoying notifications about illegal torrenting, if that's something that you're engaged in a jurisdiction where it may be illegal, like the U.S., right?
Yeah, this is true. The U.S. has a lot of really funny laws And this is important, why it's important actually to even use companies that for your, you know, your online business or whatever. I use the word business, not as in company, because really, like there's so many laws that the U.S. software companies have to deal with. And ProXPN, they're based out of a couple different countries, I think.
Yes, but
not the U.S.
None of them being the United
States. None of them being the U.S. And so that's a really comforting thing. And if you use it from their servers elsewhere, you know, abroad, you won't run into these problems.
Yes. One more step towards virtual expatriation.
That's right.
We go to the phones now. Let's talk to Matt, listening in Knox County, Tennessee. Hey, Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Steph. How are you?
I'm doing great tonight.
The first thing I wanted to ask was, I'd like to see your picture because you have a real pretty voice, and I'd like to put a face with a voice, and I can't find it online.
Oh, thank you. Well, there are some.
What I'll do is I'll take a picture. I'll put it at facebook.freetalklive.com, and you can take a look there.
How's I that? Would be. I would not be surprised if Matt is not a Facebook user. Is that right, Matt? Do you use Facebook or no?
I do, but my name is inverted.
Well, great. If you can get to the facebook.freetalklive.com, I think there already are some pictures of us on there, but we'll put another one up just in a couple minutes here.
I was worried about Mark and Ian. I was just worried about you, Steph.
Well, thank you for your concern. We'll be up there later tonight. And was there anything else that you wanted to talk about?
I want to know what Mark went to jail for.
Yeah, in 1989, I was in a hotel room where a friend of mine, I use the term loosely, killed a man, and I didn't tell the police enough about what happened quickly enough. Matter of fact, I told some lies, and, you know, at that point, they were kind of sick and tired of dealing with me, so when my friend got apprehended, he decided to share, and I went to jail for like 8.5 years. I was finally released by a ruling from the Florida Supreme Court that was a class action ruling, and it had to do with good time credits and stuff. I had the option of taking it back at that point for a retrial, but I didn't really see any reason to do that.
So it was more or less a accessory to murder deal?
Yeah, I don't know if... I think that probably the accurate thing. So it's difficult, right? There's a thing called felony one murder. If you and I go to a liquor store together and I sit out in the car and you go inside and you shoot the clerk and take the money out of the cash register and you run back out into the car and you say, go, 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 go. I'm guilty of murder. So if you're on site and you are committing a felony. Now, consider, I thought there was a drug deal going on and, you know, a whole variety of things like that. By no means am I blameless and completely, not in the wrong on this one, but I definitely didn't know that a man was going to die.
Matt, thanks for the call tonight. We are short on time, but check the Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com, and we'll put some pictures of ourselves up on there. Beautiful mugs. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
All right. And please do call us if you have something to say at 855-450-3733. Well, actually, if you have something to discuss, it's a conversation. It's a dialogue here on Free Talk Live. That is, of course, the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. You can also call on Skype at lrn.fm. That's our Skype name. And we will be going to the phones in just a moment here.
We'll also be going to the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
I'm so excited about this. Yeah.
When does your flight leave?
Brian and I are flying out on Tuesday. And so we're going to be there a little bit early.
Yep.
Well, actually, if everything goes according to plan, we'll be flying out on Tuesday. We have had 3 flight cancellations this winter because of snow, but I haven't seen any weather warnings so far.
Yeah, well, it's not like we got to worry about landing in Austin. That should be the weather should be fine there.
It's Boston that's a problem, yeah.
Yeah. So it's the takeoff, and takeoffs aren't as bad when it comes to snow as landings mm-hmm. are. So it might, but then again, the plane has to come in order to take off. That's
right.
Always an issue too.
Yeah.
But so that's Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday, and we're going to be there for the conference, which is Wednesday and Thursday,
Wednesday
too.
And Thursday of this week. You can go get your – you can still get tickets at TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Probably the only people who are going to want to get tickets at this point are locals, you know, people who are nearby and can just drop by.
Yeah, and if you are a local, you've likely never seen Free Talk Live, so please –
oh, yeah, you can come say hi to us. Well, actually, Brian and I may not be on the air because it's your night with Ian, right?
It's true, but, I mean, sometimes I give up the chair for – to be able to do stuff. And, you know, I mean, you are one of the hosts of Let's Talk Bitcoin.
Yes, that's right.
So, you know, the question is who's more qualified to sit in my chair? I don't know the answer to that, but I know that you're always ready to take it.
Yes. So, I'll help you out, Mark, if you need it.
You know, it really just depends. I try not to hog the microphone. I believe that the most qualified people should be on it. I never just, it's difficult to know who that is at any given time.
It's always fun to schmooze at the conferences, too. I mean, the most valuable part of all these conferences for me, whether it's Liberty Forum or the Texas Bitcoin Conference or the one coming up in Toronto, I mean, it's just networking. It's seeing people and meeting people for the first time who I've never met before, and that has actually led to a lot of really productive relationships and connections for me. So
I think that's the
out.
Most important part of it, too. So you can get your tickets at TexasBitcoinConference.com. And you mentioned the Toronto one. Do you know the website for that?
Yeah, it's
BitcoinExpo.ca, I believe.
Bitcoin Expo 2014. It's Toronto. We'll pull that up for you
in
just a moment. It's always a fun spot test to see if we can pull up a website on short notice.
Yeah, it's BitcoinExpo.ca. That's I had it right.
Great. Okay, so that's going to be coming up April 12th, 13th, something like that. So that's
awesome.
The next one we've got lined up. Anyway, you can call us at 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. That's the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line tonight. Bring up anything that's on your mind. And let's see what's on Nate's mind. He's calling from Washington. Hey, Nate, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sure thing.
Yeah. I called in response a little bit toward, you know, yesterday about the overreacting of the woman that had the great-grandfather mistakenly pick up their child. You know, and I agreed with a lot of Mark's points that he had on there with
Could you just recap the story
real
quick?
Yeah, you have to recap it for people that
were listening.
Because
I didn't hear that show last night.
Great-grandfather came and mistakenly picked up, was it a little boy?
It was a boy. He was 5 years old. It wasn't, however, his great-grandson.
Oops.
Yeah. And so eventually, you know, the school tracked him down and found out where it was. And, you know,
They actually called, he called in, or, you know, somebody from the family called in and said, hey, I got the wrong kid.
Yeah. Honest mistake, right? But, you know, really, I mean, and then the reaction to the woman is like, you know, there has to be police interaction. Somebody has to pay, you know, somebody has to, you know, come to justice, essentially, is what it sounded like, you know, for a mistake. And, you know, I think there was a little bit of the, getting around to the point of that, why we react this way, why so many people are reacting toward even the simplest mistakes. And I think Mark had pointed out something about setting it up for a lawsuit, you know, because all the woman saw was dollar signs. She didn't, I have a child myself too. And, you know, if anything like that happened to me, I think the same response that I heard yesterday, was, you know, I would just be happy that nothing happened to my child and you retrieved her and, you know, all those things, you know, like, the last thing on my mind would be going after people and suing them for, you know, a mistake happening. You know, I understand it's the real hard mistake, but I don't know. I just,
do you think
overreaction?
That's what I saw was overreaction, probably due to a lawsuit. That's what I'm speculating here. I don't know. I'm not in this woman's mind. I don't know what she's doing, but, you know, I would think that probably she got the telephone call and then,
Would be the target of the lawsuit? The school?
Yes.
Okay.
So you've got this nameless government bureaucracy that's easily in the wrong in this circumstance. And this is the example I used last night is if it was my Waldorf school where I have sent Jack, for school, I would never do that because I know that lawsuit would sink that school and they would never provide education to anybody again.
Besides, you probably know all the parents from every other kid in the class anyway because it's so small.
Yeah, we certainly know quite a few of them. And I wouldn't be worried, and I would expect that she probably wouldn't either. But when it's this faceless bureaucracy, this big organization, she knows that the taxpayers of the city of wherever are going to cough up the money because they have to, and that, you know, she's going to get a payday, and no big deal. I mean, that's that. So,
do you think it was really setting up for a lawsuit, or do you just think?
That's
maybe,
what I think, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, I accept that as a valid possibility for sure, but the first thing I thought when I heard the story was, you know, it sounds like
she was really panicked, you know, oh my gosh, someone took my kid. That's really scary. Like, I remember my mother in the 90s and in the late 80s just freaking out over the fact that maybe one day a stranger would snatch me up and take me away in their car or something like that. And she would always tell me, don't get in the car with any strangers. Call me from a payphone. They didn't have cell phones at that time.
Right.
Tell a teacher or whatever. Because the news at the time was like so harping on the fact that kids were getting kidnapped and snatched from the yard. It's right under the parents' noses, and oh, it's very scary. And I mean, to me, that's just part of this culture that's kind of very fear-mongering, you know, scaring everybody into keeping their children indoors at all times, shuttered up where they're under lock and key. But I agree
that the school has a problem if this grandfather came in and managed to walk off with the wrong kid. I will concur with you that on that.
Why However, did the kid not
there
pick
were no
up
damages?
On?
I don't know. But this kid's the same age as my son.
Yeah.
And I've tried over and over to think for myself, what would Jack do in this circumstance? And I couldn't tell you. I mean, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
You know, why would he get in the car with this guy that he's never met before? Yeah, get in. Come on, time to go. Let's go. You know, I don't know what he would do.
Yeah, well, kids are really like herded around a lot and just told, okay, get on this bus here.
Yep.
And one time I remember I got on the wrong bus, maybe when I was like eight years old or something. And oh my gosh, people freaked out. Like the bus driver was calling the school and the school mother was calling the school. And I just got confused and I was in the wrong line or something and somehow got on the wrong bus. And I thought, you know, that's pretty normal because, you know, sometimes these things change and I just do whatever the adults say. So you, who knows what the kid would have done. But anyway, I'm going to let Nate comment some more.
Thanks. You know, I feel the same way. You know, I mean, would my child do the same thing? You know, because I teach her to be a trusting person. But at the same time, you know, of course, reserve yourself. Don't get into anybody's car that you don't know or any circumstance of such matter. You know, we could go over many of those. But, you know, the whole thing, I think I heard it last night. I can't remember who was saying it, but, you know, if we keep pushing down this way of being so afraid, it's like the you know, giving away liberties for securities. You know, so many experiences that I had as a child, whether they be negative or positive, were because of the fact that I kind of had the freedom to be able to experience things for myself. When we start locking kids in cages and, you know, you have to stay next to your teacher, you have to be in home and everything, you know, you have to be in your school room. I mean, that's essentially what it is. I mean, we're transporting them to a mini jail that teaches them what to do, and then we're taking them home from that, and we're dealing with the consequences of that.
And expecting them to turn into free adults. Nate, thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate your perspective on this. 855-450-3733 is the number here on Free Talk Live.
You know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of peak nitric oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-9498. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of peak nitric oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. Yes, you heard correctly. We are live on Sunday evening. Tonight, it's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. And I just want to let you know that, you know, Free Talk Live is on 7 nights a week. We do, 21 hours of live content every single week for you all. A show, a new show, new content every day. But Free Talk Live has been on the air for over a decade at this point, and there are lots and lots of archives of our older shows that we make available for you for free over at our website, and you can find the archives at archives.freetalklive.com. Now, you're going to find archives there going back to 2006, pretty much daily. At that time, there was no Sunday show, so they were like 6 days a week, but that's still pretty good.
Now, the pre-Sunday show Sunday shows are there too, right?
Like, yes, She Talk Live.
Yes, She Talk Live and a variety of other sort of side projects we had going, using the studio on the Sunday. So even before the Sunday radio show, there was a Sunday internet show.
Yeah, some of those got quite... filthy.
Well,
let's just say
they were off. They weren't on the radio, right?
Infamous. Yeah, they were internet only, and they spawned some other podcasts. And they're a little rough around the edges, but I love them. I think it's radio gold. And you can find all that at archives.freetalklive.com.
And if you're looking for news with a sort of a libertarian angle to it, the best place to go, in my opinion, is freedomsphoenix.com. I get their daily update actually twice a day, so it's a semi-daily update. The semi-daily update at freedomsphoenix.com. And they've got great articles, not just on news that would pertain to the ideas of liberty, but, of course, the police state and science-related news. I think this is very important because technology probably is what's going to free us, ultimately.
Yeah, they really run the gamut. I love it.
Yep. So you can go to freedoms, with an S, phoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch, freedomsphoenix.com.
All right. Let's go to the phones. We've got a call on the line. Well, we're going to talk with Paula, listening in Anderson, Tennessee. Hi, Paula. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there, Stephanie. How are you?
Doing great tonight. What's on your mind, Paula?
I just
wanted to make a comment about what you guys were just discussing about the child that was given to the wrong person at the school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just kind of taken by the wrong person, but yes.
Right. I might be overreacting a little myself, but as the mother of two children, I have to say that that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. I mean, what was the great-grandfather, was it?
It was great-grandfather, yeah.
Well,
probably couldn't see or hear very well, would be my guess.
He must be blind.
I mean, come on, people. Seriously.
Well, when I was a kid, you know, this wasn't that long ago, 1970s, I was 5 years old, 5 years old. This absolutely could have happened. It probably did happen at the school that I went to. You know, there's 500 students there, 50 kindergartners at any given time, and, you know, kids crawling in and out of cars, going, you know, their friends' houses and things like that. I mean, I know I absolutely 100% went home with friends from school. I don't know if you can do that any longer. You probably can't.
You used to have a note when I was in school.
You were gonna, you're about 15 years my junior.
Right, yeah.
You didn't need a note. You just went and got in somebody's car.
Right.
Right.
If he's a great grandfather.
Like, hey, buddy, how was your day? You know, you talk a little bit. You don't just go, get in the car, let's go.
Yeah, you know, I mean... Yeah. Maybe he couldn't hear him either very well. I don't know. I mean, great-grandfather is an important key to this, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, and it's possible, too, if he is a great-grandfather, he could have 20 great-grandchildren, so he may not know.
The scariest part of the story is that he's driving, is what
that's what I was thinking. What is he doing behind the wheel? I mean,
either you should get the right kid or you shouldn't be driving is what I'm thinking here.
Yeah. Like,
this might be a test, but what I'm also wondering is how far do they live from the school? Maybe they live around the block, and basically he's the most readily available this time of day to go pick the kid up. And, you know, it's there's always that bad incident in an older person's life that kind of lets them know that, you know, you're not the person you used to be, and things have changed.
Neither is my grandchild the person he used to be. Oh, wait, that's because he's a different person.
He's a different person.
My grandchild. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Paula, for the call tonight. 855-450-3733.
I feel terrible for everybody involved, but, you know, it sounds like the kid is fine.
Yeah, I think he's fine. So, Brian, you have an article about a pastor who claims that Obama has released the homo demons.
Oh,
is that right?
I've actually got a couple articles.
Tell me more about that.
And, well, the one I will say is from Pastor Stephen Andrew, and he is saying that President Obama follows Satan and encourages homosexual sin.
Now, how does he exactly encourage homosexual sin? Because last I heard, you know, Obama had some supportive kind of rhetoric of gay marriage, but really wasn't doing much for gay marriage except kind of talking about it.
I think his concern is something to do with the military. I can read a little bit of the article.
Oh, with the military.
Stephen Andrew explains, now this is how you restore God's blessings. People like Barack Obama have a totally different vision of America. His vision is to follow Satan, and we know this because of his homosexual sin that he just is open about, bringing homosexual sin to the military, to every part of the nation. This brings God's wrath and his judgment.
I'm pretty sure it was already there in every part of the nation.
I'm pretty sure that St. Tartan Martin
and it's not a sin.
put his sword away when he converted to Christianity. This is an early Christian, and that Christianity was a nonviolent religion in its earliest centuries, and that, you know, considering what Christianity was closer to the time of Christ, that in fact it's the military, not the gay people, that are the problem, if God's got a problem. The way I see it.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think that the military was far more of a blemish in the eyes of God than a person's sexual choices, because one person's alive, the other is, you know, or one person is loving, the other person is attempting essentially to kill sooner or later.
Well, I'm not sure that the homosexuals that get into the military are necessarily loving at all. But,
right.
You know, they're just people that have a preference that's different than the majority of the people in the military. But
yeah, no, I was referencing more, you know, just that homosexuality is more about love, you know, not necessarily being in the military. But then, interestingly enough, after Stephen Andrew says that, then there is a church in Harlem, okay, that put up a sign that says, Obama has released the homo demons on the black man. Look out, black woman. A white homo may take your man.
Oh, God,
well, that's some kind of weird fear-mongering, yes. All right?
I can read the article here. Of course, this is coming from the Washington Times.
Why did he release it just on the black man?
Well, let's read the article.
Okay.
Just do some redecorating.
I mean, the Lord works in mysterious ways. I mean, I don't know, you know, I don't really have an answer for that.
Okay.
A church sign in New York City's Harlem is warning black women to be on the lookout for a white homo trying to steal their man.
Oh, God.
Like a particular white homo or just, a, you know, one white homo in general?
Derek J., yeah. Do not go to Harlem this week, okay?
No one will pick him up this way.
Obama has released the homo demons on the black man.
So are the homo demons, I don't understand. Homo demons are demons or homo demons are...
They're a special kind of demon,
individuals.
Right?
Okay. They're like a, they're the gay version of a succubus?
Yes.
Okay.
Apparently. And so the pastor of the church, James David Manning, this is the Atla World Church, has been very critical of President Obama, calling him the long-legged Mac Daddy and often blaming him for the destruction of the black family, the Village Voice reported. So the homosexual demon, hoping to enforce as many black males to subscribe to ideas, he said during a sermon the church posted on YouTube Tuesday. So we have the outing of people like Jason Collins, I don't know who that is, or it's an alleged basketball player, and Michael Sam, a football player, two blacks that have come out of the closet and have received national acclaim from Obama, from Michelle the Fist Bumper Obama, from Oprah Winfrey.
The Fist Bumper?
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from all wow. black people this encouraging very... more black men to come out of the closet.
Well, now this, okay, this points to the actual issue in here, it sounds like, is that there are prominent black people coming out of the closet, and they were gay before, you know,
right.
didn't feel comfortable coming out or whatever, right?
Right.
Because apparently it's people like this that create a huge stigma for them that prevents them from coming out of the closet.
This is really interesting. So I don't know. I don't like to just go and make generalizations based on race, but there's certainly something called black culture out there. Not every black person's in black culture, not every person in black culture is black, but this is kind of an interesting thing that there's a lot of social conservatism in this black culture.
Yes, and there's more coming up here on Free Talk Live in hour 2, 855 450 free if you want to call us.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, so I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night, and I feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.